And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows it's currently 79 degrees at 12:04. And the forecast shows today there's an air quality alert in effect, and it will be mostly sunny today with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm this afternoon and evening with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 63. For tomorrow, the chance of storms continues, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a high of 88 with a low of 64. For Saturday, sunny with a few clouds and a high of 89, a low of 62. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a chance of a few showers, a high of 86 and a low of 65. And for Memorial Day, Monday, mostly cloudy with a storm possible, a high of 79 and a low of 63. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, let's check the current financial markets. Everything is down. The Dow is down 31.13 to 17,820.38. NASDAQ down 0.27 to 4894.62. S&P 500 is down 0.75 to 2,089.59. Oil is down 15 cents to $49.41 per barrel. Gold down $1.90 to $1,221.90 an ounce. All right, time to get into it. It is Thursday, a little after noon o'clock, and that means that on Thursdays there's only one thing to do. That's pull up near the fireside, grab the radio, and listen to another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join us. Jim Gano here from Crown Trophy of Flemington. Special guest in studio today is David Wright. We're going to get to him a little bit later on in the program. But David is going to be joining Hunterdon Chamber Radio as a host of a new program on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, and we'll talk to him probably in the last part of the show to get his take on what his show will be about.
It was White,
and get more information on that. Glad that we have new hosts coming on board. Remember, the invitation is always out there. If you specialize in something, and that could be advertising and marketing, it could be accounting, you could be a lawyer, you could be a plumber, anything where you have special knowledge that you want to share with folks, there's a spot here probably for you on the air. We do have a sports show on Friday afternoon. So whatever is your interest, you know, by all means, reach out to the chamber at 782-7115 and see what it would take for you to be able to host a show. Now, just a reminder, and I want to avoid the problem that we had last year. Next Tuesday, May 31st, is going to be my birthday. I'll be 55 years old. So as to avoid the problem that we had last year, I'd like everybody to start lining up early Tuesday morning in front of Crown Trophy of Flemington with all of your presents. Let's keep this neat and orderly this year. And then, of course, a tribute from my buddy Sammy Hagar.
Review of the award. Will be referred to the House and Senate.
He can't drive 55. I can't believe I'm going to be 55. Visited my mother last night in the hospital, and when I told her that, and she was doing the mental math, she goes, "Man, you're old." I go, "You're the one in the hospital." So she's doing well, getting better, and but. You know, sometimes I think parents often think of us as if we're still in our teens and 20s, and you know, how dare we, you know, grow up, and how dare we
more open and shut
run businesses and things like that.
Awarding of this
let's see, what else do we have to talk about today? To find out. This is the kickoff to the Memorial Day weekend, and that is a special time in New Jersey, no doubt, with people getting ready. I'm sure the Zaborowskis are packing up the Rambler and getting ready to head down to the shore for the weekend. And, you know, I miss those days when I used to have my house in Ocean Beach and could drive down there and get on the boat and spend the weekend down there. And, of course,
some other battles that are going
to
be going on.
Listening to Taking Care of Business, this is the show when we actually kick off Memorial Day weekend. It's a summer kickoff. It's the time for the beach, the barbecue, picnics, parades, and bike races. And don't forget, if you're in town, head over to Somerville for the 73rd running of the Tour of Somerville Bike Races. This year, very proud to announce that Crown Trophy of Flemington is going to be is proud to be the official award supplier to the Tour of Somerville, the oldest running bike race in America. It's called the Kentucky Derby of Cycling. I used to race in it, and now I'm doing the awards for it. So, in order to kick off the weekend on Memorial Day weekend, there's only one way to do it in New Jersey. Help me out here, Bruce.
Thank you.
The boss getting the weekend started with Born to Run, which is the New Jersey Youth National Anthem. Great song. I heard that last night on my way home from visiting my mother, and I said, that is what we're going to do, as we do every year, to kick off Memorial Day weekend here at Huntington Chamber Radio. All right, it's time to get into the program. There is breaking news, and it was just announced earlier today that Donald Trump has the magic number now of delegates to secure the Republican nomination, so you don't need to have a contested convention, although there are still rumblings that that could happen, but for right now, it is when we no longer have to say he is the presumptive nominee. It now appears as if he will be the nominee for the Republicans. Interesting to see how many Republicans are now coming around saying that they will, in fact, support him, whereas before he didn't have that level of support. Paul Ryan's still sitting on the fence. But Cornick, I think the surprising part in all of this is that most people felt that
this is a comprehensive,
there would be a third-party candidate or something else. So it's Cornick surprising to see how many people are coming around and now getting on the Trump bandwagon. I do have a story about Donald Trump later in the broadcast, not affecting him, but about affecting business and how one business reacted to something that happened related to Donald
After
Trump.
Nearly 2 years,
now it's time for the survey. Now, last weekend, let's back up. Last Monday, I had a customer call me at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she said, hey, we're merging with another company. The following Monday, they need a huge banner. They needed 225 wine glasses engraved with the company logo on them. And they needed six awards.
Of this project,
can I help? And I said, yes, absolutely. So we made the banner. We engraved the 225 glasses, and we made the award. Now, the story with the glasses is, I said, I need the artwork, and I need, which glass as early as possible on Tuesday so that I can order them. Sure enough, she waits until 4 in the afternoon. So now we've lost another day of shipping.
It sounds great
so I finally get the glasses Thursday at in mid-afternoon and started engraving them. Stayed until 10 o'clock at night. Woke up early on Friday at 6 o'clock, came to the office, and engraved right through till 9:30. And finally had all 225 done. We were ready. Banner's done. Awards are done. Glasses are done. Not and then at 6 o'clock Friday night, just about getting ready to leave, I get a phone call from this woman. So and she said, we got a call from the CEO. He needs to add another logo to the glasses. Now, my Saturday was tied up with a delivery of about 800 trophies for the New Jersey Martial Arts Alliance. So we had rented a box truck, so I knew Saturday afternoon was shot. Sunday was shot because I had to go to a 50th anniversary party for an aunt and uncle. So there was limited time for me to do another 225 glasses. And we were basically going to turn them over and put it on the other side of the glass. So the question that I posed on Facebook was simply this. You own a trophy store. A customer calls and asks this request of you. So now the question is, you're going to need another 9 to 10 hours sometime in this weekend if they approve it, approve your price. To engrave these glasses, what would you do? Now, as it turns out, the CEO got back to her after I gave her the price at 10:30 at night on Friday night. So I couldn't do anything until I had the approval and said, yes, he definitely wants the logo on there. Tell Crown Trophy to go ahead. So at 10:39, I get a text message saying, CEO really wants the logos on the glasses. Please proceed. So here was the survey question. Do you tell your customer, yes, you will do it, or no, you won't? And then why or why not? Okay. And I said that I would reveal the answer here during
especially
the show.
Gratifying
and I asked people for their comments, would you do it, wouldn't you do it? And it ran the gamut. Some people took time to give me some thoughtful answers. Others would just either email me or text me and say, no. Some said, hell no, my weekend and my time is too important to me.
Over the past 5 years.
So what I'm going to do now is we're going to step away and take our first break. And then when I come back, I want to go over some of the answers with you and see whether you agree with what these folks were saying or were we simply, just way off the mark. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get scheduled.
All right, so we're
station information, listen live,
we'll
or
right
the latest podcast. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family therapy, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Your Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families.
What they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
I want to do bad things with you.
Well, it is Memorial Day. And little military news here, or past military news. 151 years later, a New Jersey family is seeking a Medal of Honor for a Civil War soldier. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports on the 26th that New Jersey descendants of Massachusetts man who believes their ancestor captured Confederate Major General George Washington Custis Lee during the Civil War are hoping to get the Medal of Honor posthumously awarded to him.
family of David Dunnels White, an ancestor of the White family of Lebanon, are one step closer to seeing that happen as U.S. Representative Leonard Lance introduces legislation Thursday in the House of Representatives that would permit President Obama to award him the Medal of Honor. White, at the time of private in the Union 37th Massachusetts Regiment during the Civil War, was at the Battle of Sailor's Creek, Virginia, in 1865 when Union forces captured Lee, the eldest son of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Harris S. Hawthorne, a veteran of the 121st New Jersey Regiment, applied for and was awarded a Medal of Honor for the capture of Curtis Lee. However, the White family was uncovered hundreds of pages of supporting documents proving that it was White, not Hawthorne, who captured Lee, according to Lance's office. This matter is of great importance to me and my family, and I believe when the facts are reviewed, the Pentagon will see the strength of my argument to awarding my ancestor this award, said Frank White of Lebanon. I sought out my federal representative, Congressman Lance, to help me advance the case, and he has helped me navigate the red tape to make sure my case and research is heard. For years, the White's family has fought for the recognition, according to Lance. The White family asked for my assistance, and I was happy to meet with them regarding their strong case, Lance said. The capture of Custis Lee, was a turning point to the Civil War and proved a psychological blow to Robert E. Lee. I have reviewed the materials presented by the White family, and I am convinced that it has merit. Introducing this legislation will raise awareness about the issue and help advance a formal review of the award. Lance's legislation will be referred to the House Armed Services Committee for consideration, and Frank White is scheduled for a meeting at Pentagon in Washington, D.C. So, here you go, 151 years later. I wonder what documentation came up that makes this more poignant and more more open and shut case to change the awarding of this Medal of Honor. Would be interesting to find out. You never know. You open these drawers and desks and cupboards and perhaps even a chest, and voila, you found something that you didn't even realize, and all of a sudden you have all this new information to shed some light on history. So there you go, a little Memorial Day information there for somebody who's battled in the Civil War. Some other battles that are going to be going on. We got some sports that will be coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Here's a big battle. Group calls on feds to stop a review of a $1.2 billion pipeline. Keith Brown of the NJ.com reports on the 26th, the federal review of the $1.2 billion PennEast pipeline application should stop immediately because the company has repeatedly failed to provide critical data, according to a letter sent by environmental groups Thursday. Lawyers for the New Jersey Conservation Foundation and the Stony Brook Millstone Watershed Association requested that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission cease its review of the PennEast application because the company has not provided data requested by several state and federal agencies, including the Energy Commission. PennEast has been asked repeatedly by state and federal agencies to submit this additional information for its application and has again failed to do so, Tom Gilbert of the Conservation Foundation. FERC must uphold the integrity of its review process and its duty to protect public interest by assuring the PennEast application is completed before proceeding with its review. PennEast wants to build 118, well, we know all that. About 70% of the property owners in the proposed route in New Jersey have refused to let the company survey their land. Every municipality in Hunterdon and Mercer counties has passed resolutions opposing the pipeline, and both counties have banned the company from public land. PennEast needs to survey lands along its proposed path to refine the final route and to submit plans to the Federal Energy Commission weighing its approval. The letter says PennEast has failed to consider alternatives to its proposed route, failed to address FERC's requests to evaluate avoiding private drinking water wells, failed to complete a stream-by-stream analysis to avoid wetlands, and has failed to meet minimum legal standards in its proposal to mitigate environmental impacts. In short, Penny's response has been woefully inadequate, the letter sent by Eastern Environmental Law Center on behalf of the two environmental groups. Pat Cornick, spokeswoman for PennEast, said the criticisms reflect a lack of understanding at the interstate pipeline process. This is a comprehensive, though fluid, review process, Cornick said. As PennEast moves through the FERC process, PennEast will continue to provide applicable information to FERC. Cornick added that PennEast will not rush the process in response to those who oppose it. PennEast's failure to provide complete and accurate answers to these outstanding questions after nearly 2 years is telling, said Jim Waltman of the Stonybrook Millstone Watershed Association. Earlier this month, the Conservation Foundation joined with a homeowners group and sued PennEast, claiming the company has been illegally surveying their land without permission. The company has denied that it has been illegally surveying. Through the course of this project, allegations regarding trespassing incidences generally have involved PennEast's use of public right-of-way and not private property, Pat Cornick, spokeswoman for PennEast, said. Well, once again, this is a one-sided article, and although it sounds great to us, many of us who oppose the PennEast pipeline, it would be nice to have a true response from PennEast rather than lack of response and some silence. When you get the lack of response, you start to make the assumption that it is, in fact, not of any real substance, and they've been doing exactly what they've been accused of. So we'll see. But that's for FERC to decide, right? FERC has to decide whether this is truly it. It's all we're doing right now is asking FERC to respond. All right, let's see. We have one more article here. Another 100 acres of land, New Jersey Farm, are preserved. Another 100 acres of landmark Hill and Dale Farm are now permanently preserved thanks to a partnership between Hunterdon County, New Jersey Conservation Foundation, the State Agriculture Development Committee, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service. On Tuesday, the partnership purchased the development rights on 100 acres of agricultural fields on the south side of Hill and Dale Road, according to a news release. Corn, soybeans, and hay are grown on that land, which remains in private ownership and is now permanently limited to agricultural uses. The Hunterdon County freeholders continually demonstrate their commitment to the stability, viability of Hunterdon County agriculture through cost-share partnering with the state of New Jersey, our municipalities, and our nonprofit partners on preservation projects like the Hill and Dale Farm. That was said by Director Suzanne McGay, freeholder director. Especially gratifying is our nonprofit partners' ability to leverage federal funds to the benefit of all citizens of Hunterdon County. The 100-acre property was the latest in a multi-phase land project that has preserved nearly 300 acres of Hill and Dale Farm over the past 5 years. So there you go. We continue to take care of our green spaces and avoid the overcrowding that many other municipalities are looking for. It seems to be still the trajectory of what Hunterdon County wants, and hopefully it still meets with our SEDS project. All right, so we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and the news. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Feel the swag and shoulders shot while the skates on through rolling along. USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama makes history with his visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima. He's the first president to go there in nearly 70 years. Prior to his visit, the president speaking to service members at Iwakuni Marine Air Station.
This is an opportunity to honor the memory of all who were lost during World War II. It's a chance to reaffirm our commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a war where nuclear weapons would no longer be necessary.
The president visiting Hiroshima's Peace Memorial in honor of the 140,000 people killed after the blast on August 6th of 1945. Cleanup will be underway today in much of the country after wild weather pounds some central and Midwest states. Tornadoes touching down in Kansas and Texas and a flash flood trapped at least 19 people during a cave tour in Kentucky yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A new State Department report is very critical of Hillary Clinton's email practices. USA Radio's Jules McKinney with more.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email account as Secretary of State. And a federal judge on Thursday granted a request from former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills to seal all the video depositions in the case. She says they could be used for partisan political purposes. The judge agreed. However, he did rule that transcripts of the depositions could be made public. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Donald Trump is very pleased about estimates showing him surpassing the number of delegates he needs to secure the Republican presidential nomination. At a news conference in North Dakota, he thanked previously uncommitted delegates who put him over the top. Estimates put Trump over the magic number of 1,237 delegates. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Senator Bernie Sanders holds on to hope that he'll be able to debate Donald Trump. He was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night and thanked Kimmel right out of the gate for bringing the debate idea to a national stage. Sanders went on to say it's insulting that Hillary Clinton refused to debate him before California's June 7th primary. Well, USA Radio spoke with the group. Former NBC anchor Katie Couric smeared in a documentary. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
The spotlight continues to focus on former NBC anchor Katie Couric for deceptively editing an interview with members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, making it appear they refused to answer a question that they actually answered. USA Radio News spoke with the head of the VCDL, Philip Van Cleve, and we asked him why he would even speak to a reporter as openly anti-gun as Couric.
Our policy is to talk to the press. We can't get our words out if we don't talk to the press. We don't even care if they give the other side more time than we have. At the end of the day, our best weapon is the truth.
Van Cleve said the group is looking at all avenues of response to Couric's deception, including legal action. I'm Jason Wirt.
Vice President Joe Biden says Republicans are leading the billion-dollar fundraising effort for cancer research. Biden telling a roundtable at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center yesterday that there's total bipartisan support in Congress for the efforts. Biden is heading up the so-called cancer moonshot that President Obama announced in his State of the Union address that was in January. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools and our minor league baseball teams. Start off, we're in playoff mode. Baseball. Delaware Valley faced Monmouth yesterday, defeated Monmouth, squeaked it out 6-5. They move on. In Central, 100 Central Land, we had a golf match against Ridge. Defeated Ridge 160-163. That was boys golf. 2-1 victory over Old Bridge in baseball. Girls lacrosse, Bridgewater Raritan takes it 18-7. North Hunterdon faced Elizabeth in baseball yesterday and defeated Elizabeth 5-1. All our baseball and softball teams moving on. Voorhees, South Hunterdon, no scores. Here are the calendar for the next couple of days. We have spring track varsity sectionals going on today. Hillsboro High School, South Hunterdon will be there along with Hunterdon Central. At Northern Burlington High School, Voorhees will be there for boys and girls at 3:30. Tomorrow, spring track continues. Again, South Hunterdon will be at Hillsboro along with Hunterdon Central at 10 a.m. Voorhees will be at North Burlington High School, both boys and girls. On the 31st, get Sunday and Monday off, baseball continues. I have A.L. Johnson coming to visit Delaware Valley. It's going to be at 4 o'clock, part of the varsity sectionals for baseball. Softball, Voorhees will be at Governor Livingston at 4 p.m. The Central Ridge track and field meet has been canceled for boys, but for girls it's still on at Ridge High School. On June 1st, we're still awaiting all the playoff scenarios based on the performances of the last couple of days. Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. You are going to witness great competition now that we got playoffs going on. So it's a great way to be outdoors, cheer on some really competitive matches, and enjoy good competitive local baseball at a very inexpensive price. Hunter Chamber Radio Sports. We move on to talk about the Patriots and the Thunder. The Patriots yesterday faced the Skeeters again, and I'm afraid that the Skeeters swept the Patriots. That is not good. So the Patriots gave all three games away in that series, and the Skeeters were tied for the Freedom Division lead with the York Revolution, who, unfortunately, the Patriots will be playing starting tonight at York. So we have 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, all York Revolution games at York. 6:30 on Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 5 o'clock on Memorial Day. If we can get through that, then we'll be facing the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs for the 31st. And going to jump on over to the June schedule because we're switching months. And June says Southern Maryland Blue Crabs for the 1st, both 7:05 starts on the 31st and the 1st, and then a 12:05 p.m. start on the 2nd. The Patriots will be back home on the 3rd, 4th, 5th against the Bridgeport Bluefish. 7:05 start on the 3rd with Cooler Night and Scout Night. Fireworks on Saturday, 7:05 start. And a 1:05 start on Sunday the 5th. That is T-shirts, Jimmy Buffett Day, Project ALS Day, Motorcycle Day, and Girl Scouts Day. Patriots will then be off on the 6th. Away series at New Britain Bees on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And an away series against the Lancaster Barnstormers on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Patriots will be back in town on the 14th. For almost a week. So We need the Patriots to get back in sync, man, because they have taken a beating against the Sugar Land Skeeters. And we move on to the Thunder. What's going on with the Thunder? Well, they faced New Hampshire, and happy to report that they swept New Hampshire all four games from Monday to Thursday. Last night's game was a 2-1 win. So the Thunder take their momentum into Binghamton, and they will be facing Binghamton 7:05 tonight, and then a 7:05 game tomorrow, a 6:35 p.m. game on Sunday, and a 1:05 game on Memorial Day. The Thunder will be off on the 31st, and then I'm going to see if I can jump on over to the June schedule and tell you that they have three games in 2 days. On Wednesday the 1st, they have a doubleheader, 4:05 start against the Hartford team at Hartford. And then, obviously, the other game is dependent on the final of the first one. And then they faced Hartford once again at 1:05 on Thursday. The Thunder will be back in town, taking on Erie for four games in 3 days. Erie will be here on Friday the 3rd, and that game is Scout Sleepover and Rally Towel Giveaway. On Saturday, we have a doubleheader, 6 o'clock start. At 6 o'clock, it is post-game fireworks, okay? And then on Sunday, a 1 o'clock start, Fielding Glove Giveaway and Sunrise Sundays. The Thunder will be off on the 4th and then away for a week against Binghamton for three games and then Erie for four games in 3 days with a doubleheader next on the 11th. So there you have it. The Thunder starting to gain some momentum. The Patriots kind of losing some momentum, and that's most unfortunate. We need them to compete. Let's see what else we have going on. We have got a little competition going on here with in Lambertville. Lambertville versus New Hope in Dragon Paddle Battle. Sally Graziano reports that the inaugural Lambertville-New Hope Paddle Battle will take place June 3rd on the Delaware River that separates the two towns. It's a dragon boat race, and the team from the winning town claiming bragging rights. It's also a fundraiser aiming to gather $10,000 for local charities. The action will start at 5:30 p.m., produced by Dragon Boat Adventures, and also Amplify Your Voice, which handles social marketing for local businesses. The best of three races event will be between a team of New Hope business owners and officials and their counterparts in Lambertville. Dragon boats have a traditional Chinese design, typically decorated to resemble a dragon, and they're propelled with paddles by a large crew and used for racing. Experienced dragon boat racers will be on board. The Bucks County Playhouse Terrace Cafe will host viewing and an after-race party featuring a special dragon drink. The Splash paddle boat will be on the water, offering a finish line experience. The boats will include members of local police, fire, and EMT rescue squads. Mayor Larry Keller is the captain of the New Hope boat team, with Mayor David Delvecchio leading the Lambertville team. How about that? That's kind of fun, isn't it? Love people trying to find new ways to stir up intrigue. So there you have it. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon.com, U.S. Navy. We're trying to get all the armed forces in. It's Memorial Day weekend. And not only do we look at our armed forces, but we also need to look at our local police force, our EMTs, and all the other folks that help us and keep us safe. Hunterdon detective and a canine complete a specialized tracking training. Sally Graziano reports on the 25th that canine handler Detective Edward Pollock and canine Finn recently graduated from the Ocean County Sheriff's Office canine scent class with a specialty in tracking, County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III announced. Finn and Pollock have been providing canine drug detection services to the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, Guns, Gangs, and Narcotics Task Force, as well as other law enforcement agencies since graduating from the New Jersey State Police Drug Scent Detection class last June. This new certificate allows us to expand our canine capabilities and other offer greater services to the citizens of Hunterdon County, Kearns said. In addition to using our canine unit to help detect the presence of illegal drugs, Finn's new tracking capabilities can help in the apprehension of criminals and tracking of lost or missing persons. I congratulate Detective Pollock and Finn for their continued dedication and hard work. I don't know if that was the one I actually saw, but there was another dog in Reddington who actually has located $2.3 million in laundered money and drug and illegal drugs. So he has paid off handsomely for our municipalities. We move on from there to talk about, let's see, what else do we have? New Jersey girl completes three rounds at National Spelling Bee. Remember, we had to follow up on this. Sally Graziano reports that Danielle Serrao, winner of the regional spelling bee held at Northampton Community College in March, has had a busy week in Washington, D.C. The 13-year-old, an eighth grader at Reddington Middle School, has been competing with 284 other students from around the nation and the Scripps National Spelling Bee. After correctly spelling gnosis, the act of process of cognitive or knowing, in round two, Danielle was among the 251 spellers to participate in round three. She spelled yakitori correctly, which means a bite-sized marinated meat on a skewer, and was among the 171 spellers who finished the round. That's when the field of contestants was narrowed considerably, according to the results of the vocabulary tests that had been given earlier. 45 students continued into additional preliminary rounds, but Danielle wasn't among them.
This year was the fourth year Danielle participated in the regional event that leads to the national competition. She was runner-up at the 2014 Regional B while in sixth grade and placed fifth twice as a fifth and seventh grader. Nonetheless, she keeps trying, and only one winner, so she's doing the best she can, certainly representing Hunterdon County and Reddington Township admirably. So we congratulate her for all of her efforts. What else do we have going on? Well, Hunterdon County Art Sale returns for the fifth year. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports yesterday that the fifth annual outdoor art show and sale will be held on June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12. I'm sure Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winbury were talking all about this yesterday. Last year's show helped kickstart a successful return to art for Alex Neckel, 31, born and raised in Lambertville and currently living in Hopewell, according to a news release. Quote, I loved to come here when I was young to get books on how to draw cars, planes, trains, and later sports subjects, Neckel said. He has returned now years later, taking part in last year's art show and winning first place for the adult amateur level in mixed media. His focus is printmaking. After several trips to Canada and South America, Neckel obtained a Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology at Concordia University in Montreal. The essence of his study was understanding different cultures in places like Africa, Papua New Guinea, and South America through their artifacts, ranging from art to food, even subcultures like biker groups in the city. This was influenced his art, according to the news release. Neckel just returned from his third trip to the Yucatan. I do lots of pyramids. There are also astrological influences, he said. Neckel also likes to include positive images, especially echoing the shape of smile. Back in the area after college, though he wasn't pursuing art directly for some years, he found cooking to be another creative outlet. I always cooked, living next door to one of the greatest farmers markets in the world in Montreal, Neckel said. He started as a food runner and then ended up as a chef at a local restaurant, though he has slowed that down recently to focus on art. 3 months before last year's art show, Neckel began renting a studio at the Printmaking Center in New Jersey, located in Bedminster. In high school, his art teacher introduced him to printmaking. She really fueled the fire, Neckel said, telling him, just do it. Whatever you need, we'll get the supplies. The show and sale also offers levels for professionals and for students in the 7th up to 12th grades. Other categories include oils, acrylics, tempura, watercolors, and pastels, pencil, ink, chalk, and charcoal. Although some artists choose not to sell, it's great that they have the option, said art show organizer Linda Zbteski. For some, it can be an important breakthrough. Local judges will award cash prizes and ribbons, including Best in Show and People's Choice. Neckel said he was very surprised to win last year. I knew I liked what I was creating, but you never know what other people's reactions will be, he said. It reaffirmed I'm going to the right direction, doing something worthwhile. The art show caused a surge in his output. I've done almost 50 pieces this year, Neckel said. Now that he has a larger body of work and been offering a spot at one gallery, he plans to have a show of his own, but is still looking around. The library art show also allows artists to sell their works. Although Neckel is buying and selling other artists' work, even well-known ones like Joan Miró, he did studio printmaking in the 1970s. It is still hard for him to part with his own pieces. I mostly sell to friends and family at this point, Neckel said. The show is sponsored by the Friends of the Library, including music by Acoustic Road throughout the day. Bring a chair, blanket, even a picnic, and relax under the canopy of trees. The rain date is June 18th. Artists who would like to submit their work can contact Zbteski, 908-788-1277, or visit hclibrary.us. Well, that brings a wrap to the day, and it's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I want to thank Mike and Michelle for their contributions to the show. It is Memorial Day. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. We talked about it a couple days ago. Just need you to reflect just a small bit while you're having a good time with family and friends on why Monday is Memorial Day. We tend to forget our armed forces people who made the ultimate sacrifice just need you to take a little bit of time. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. We're off on Monday as well. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunter, and on HuntShipper.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama makes history with his visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima. He's the first president to go there in nearly 70 years. Prior to his visit, the president speaking to service members at Iwakuni Marine Air Station.
This is an opportunity to honor the memory of all who were lost during World War II. It's a chance to reaffirm our commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a war where nuclear weapons would no longer be necessary.
The president visiting Hiroshima's Peace Memorial in honor of the 140,000 people killed after the blast on August 6th of 1945. Cleanup will be underway today in much of the country after wild weather pounds some central and Midwest states. Tornadoes touching down in Kansas and Texas and a flash flood trapped at least 19 people during a cave tour in Kentucky yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A new State Department report is very critical of Hillary Clinton's email practices. USA Radio's Jules McKinney with more.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton.
Machines sprung from cages on Highway 9. Inspector General
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon
Medical Center was started by families,
a state takeover
for families.
Of Atlantic City, New
Inside
Jersey,
our circle
been
of care,
now.
We offer
Sarah
coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511. For HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A law inspired by the overdose death of a 16-year-old from southwest Michigan is closer to expanding. The state house approving bipartisan legislation to exempt anyone, regardless of age, from prosecution if they report someone having a life-threatening reaction to illegal or prescription drugs.
We have an epidemic on our hands in all of our communities having to do with opiates and drug overdose. This is a preemptive strike to save lives.
That's Representative Al Pasholka of Stevensville, who says the legacy of Mason Mizuki will not be his overdose death, but the lives that are being saved. This is USA Radio News.
Think what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for 45 years.
Guaranteed.
Visit us
at
56 Main Street in historic downtown
Flemington,
or call toll-free
1-800-819-9875. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised, scheduled body composition analysis, and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
That's 888-718-7177. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it.
On today's program, I'll have the results of a poll I conducted on Facebook over the weekend about an impossible request from a customer.
Station information.
I'll have the three cash flow mistakes that could sink your business.
Everything
the best way to build a successful team and why you need an emergency succession plan. It's Thursday, May 26, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows it's currently 79 degrees at 12:04. And the forecast shows today there's an air quality alert in effect, and it will be mostly sunny today with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm this afternoon and evening with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 63. For tomorrow, the chance of storms continues, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a high of 88 with a low of 64. For Saturday, sunny with a few clouds and a high of 89, a low of 62. Sunday will be mostly sunny.